Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder in Oklahoma City. Snowplows are out as snow, ice, and bone-chilling cold air sweep through much of the country. Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner among Texas officials urging people to stay home.
I know we've been asking people to stay home and be mindful of the situation dealing with COVID. This is another challenge that we're having to face. But between now and Tuesday, again, I want to echo what Judge Dog had to say. Please stay off the road. Help yourself and help others as well.
Texans are dealing with rotating power outages because of the storm. The state's grid operator began implementing temporary blackouts overnight to reduce demand on the electric system. More than 1.5 million customers reported without power in Texas. The governor and his counterparts in Arkansas and Oklahoma have activated the National Guard to assist state agencies in dealing with the harsh weather. President Biden issued a statement last night declaring a federal emergency in Texas and ordering aid for state and local response efforts. People who need health insurance have a new opportunity to enroll in a plan on healthcare.gov. NPR's Selena Simmons-Duffin reports a Biden administration is opening up a special enrollment period to make it easier for people to get covered during the pandemic.
This is the first special enrollment period on the Federal Affordable Care Act insurance marketplace since the pandemic began last spring. Millions have lost their jobs and the insurance they got through their jobs because of the coronavirus recession, but the Trump administration resisted calls to open up healthcare.gov for a special enrollment period last spring. Not every state uses healthcare.gov for its ACA marketplace, but most states that have their own insurance exchanges are following the Biden administration's lead and also allowing people to enroll. The federal special enrollment period runs for 3 months, from February 15th to May 15th. Selena Simmons-Duffin, NPR News.
To San Francisco now, rallies calling for an end to violence against Asian Americans took place there and in Oakland over the weekend from member station KQED. Julie Chang reports.
Black and Asian American leaders and community organizers condemned the recent wave of violence on Asian American elderly and robberies of Asian-owned businesses. In Oakland's Chinatown, hundreds of people came out to a vigil Saturday in a show of solidarity.
We take us safe. We take us safe.
Eddie Zhang is with the New Breath Foundation, a group that supports formerly incarcerated individuals. Zhang called for unity across racial lines.
The support that we're looking for is not about dividing our community.
Organizers called for solutions that disrupt the root causes of violence like poverty, gentrification, and lack of mental health resources instead of more police. For NPR News, I'm Julie Chang in San Francisco.
And you're listening to NPR News. Myanmar's military has extended the detention of Aung San Suu Kyi, the leader of the democratically elected government, ousted by the military in a coup 2 weeks ago. Michael Sullivan reports.
2 days after the coup, Suu Kyi was formally charged with illegally importing walkie-talkies and was expected to appear in court today. Her lawyer says her detention has now been extended until Wednesday. Suu Kyi's release is one of the main demands of demonstrators who've been flooding the streets to protest the coup. The military cut the internet overnight and sent armored vehicles into the streets of the biggest city, Yangon. Amid fears of a crackdown, fewer protesters turned out today after more than a week of demonstrations that drew hundreds of thousands. Many government workers have gone on strike as part of the civil disobedience movement aimed at ending the military's rule. For NPR News, I'm Michael Sullivan in Chiang Rai.
Officials in Egypt say archaeologists have unearthed what could be the world's oldest known brewery. Egypt's Tourism and Antiquities Ministry says it was found by a joint Egyptian-American team in an ancient city with vast burial grounds about 280 miles south of Cairo. Discovery, the latest of many Egypt has announced over the past couple of years as it seeks to revive the tourism industry. Global financial markets, they've kicked off the trading week with a rally. European markets opened higher following advances in Asia. Japan's benchmark Nikkei index closed above 30,000 for the first time since 1990. The markets in Shanghai and Hong Kong were closed for the Lunar New Year holiday. Wall Street is closed today for President's Day. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.